Gorgeous predictions, this week's Tarotscope with international spirit medium and tarot consultant Laura Boyle. Go to lauraboyle.com for more.
Hello and welcome to my Tarotscope for this coming week, the week commencing the 26th of January 2015. Without more ado, we're going to go straight into Aquarius. And your focus at the moment is on your home life, family, your emotional security, and at the moment things are not quite as rosy in the garden as you would like. You do tend to keep your problems to yourself, but if people are unaware that things are difficult for you, then how can they assist? Thursday sees a male energy who has a good business type disposition. Over the weekend, there seems to be some breakthrough where this man is concerned, and you can see things starting to take shape. You will need to put some real effort in, though, and with Archangel Michael's help, all is possible. And now we're moving straight on into Pisces, and you are going to have to go back to the drawing board this week, whether you like it or not. The Tower indicates major changes afoot, and there is nothing that you can do to resist this enforced change. Wednesday sees you mulling over new potential opportunities, but before you take action, just ensure that you're not trying to replace what is already outmoded. This is a great time to tread new life paths, and if you do take the time to consider how you really would like your life to be, then you can move that step closer. Archangel Jophiel tells me that you need to focus on your own happiness and growth. And now we're moving into Aries. Energy is relevant and she has an overseas connection. Travel is on the cards for this week, be it last minute travel this week or of making travel arrangements for the near future. You are going to have to consider your options, which, incidentally, are many. That is the problem for you this week. You will find it difficult to see the wood for the trees. As the working week comes to a close, you are going to be feeling slightly disgruntled. Life is not quite going to plan. Things will look up over the weekend as Archangel Shemuel helps you focus on the alternatives.
Gorgeous predictions on Radio Gorgeous.
And now we're moving into Taurus. And money is still not ticking all the boxes for you. And unless you stand up for yourself now, then you are going to start feeling resentful and bitter. That is not you. So you have to find the strength to face your problems head on. Do it now. With Archangel Gabriel's help, you will be able to eloquently put your viewpoint across. You are a hard worker and a fair person too. As we move towards Friday, you will be feeling yet again very disgruntled. You are not getting the financial rewards that you deserve and feel that your good nature has been taken for granted for far too long. And now we're moving into Gemini. And you have so many fantastic cards in your spread this week. And I say go for it. You are now feeling much happier in yourself and with your lot in life. Things are now coming together as you would wish. And with the Judgment card in your spread, this indicates that you are ready to press on with the next stage of your spiritual journey. New opportunities are there for the taking. And don't worry about not being ready for them because you are. The universe has seen your efforts and wants to reward you. Over the weekend, someone might have to be left behind as you move forwards. And now we're moving into Cancer. And you're facing restriction at the moment. And the usual diligent Cancerian does not like to feel hemmed in. Money is not quite as you would like, and that is becoming a burden for you. You feel that you need to take action and deal with any unnecessary expenditure so that you can start putting away some money for a rainy day. Over the weekend, you are going to feel more in tune with yourself. You have now given yourself a new project to get on with, which will remove the feelings of restriction. You like to be a doer, and Archangel Jeremiah will give you focus and clarity. And now we're moving on into Leo. And you're going to have to tread carefully this week, Leo. And it would be a good idea to connect with Archangel Haniel at the very start of it. Your emotions are all over the place. And if you're not careful, you are likely to take action which could be detrimental to you in the longer term. Two men are relevant in your life around the Wednesday-Thursday mark. Both have a nice energy about them. And it is relating to them that your focus will be directed. Expect to have a busy weekend. You will be juggling your time, trying to fit everybody and everything in. And now we're moving on into Virgo. And you want to press on with your life without restriction, but you are still having to wait to see what other people around you decide to do. They've been holding you back for so long, but you now know that you would not feel happy proceeding until you're clearer about their personal direction. Midweek, there will be a change in a working or business environment. Two very similar male energies are going to be relevant towards the end of this week. One is more impulsive, the other more staid. Archangel Raziel can help you focus on your dreams and maybe realise one or two. And now we're moving into Libra. And emotionally, you're not very happy at the moment. And it does involve someone close to your heart that you've fallen out with or who's out of your life at the moment. Tuesday sees you considering whether you are going to deal with this situation head on. It is a difficult time for you at the moment and you are not relishing having to take action. Friday is decision day. This impasse really needs to come to an end, but do you really believe that you can resolve this problem? You really do need to consult Archangel Metatron. Are they going to continue to be part of your life?
Your weekly taroscope on RadioGorgeous.com.
And now we move on into Scorpio. And you are taking a step back from the fray at the moment. You feel like turning your back on situations completely. Many of you may even be considering relocating to another country. Wednesday sees your focus back to your finances and the dealings with a largest sum of money. Archangel Raphael will be with you during your period of rest, as that will enable you to see things in a clearer manner. Over the weekend, there will have to be discussions pertaining to financial issues. For once, you seem to be making some progress. Stay focused and don't deviate from the discussion. And now we're moving into Sagittarius. Many archers are wishing to move their life onto the next level of life. Some of you will be wishing to relocate, others changing career, some possibly both of the above. Money is not your friend at the moment, but the clarity of your current thoughts are cause for excitement and celebration. You want to press ahead on Thursday, but with this financial issue, now is not the time. Unusually for the archer, you are feeling very impatient, and as the week concludes, you will feel chained to the old, whereas you wish to embrace the new. Archangel Michael will keep you true to your visions. And we're now moving into Capricorn. And two people, a partnership of some kind, is the focus of this week. The male energy showing here can be quite dogmatic, and this is causing some form of discord or disharmony. The female energy is focusing more on financial situations, even of pressing on with business dealings. Unless this status quo changes, it seems unlikely that this liaison will be able to continue in the long term. Archangel Shamuel could now be of help to you both to enable you to overcome any hurdles or misunderstandings, be they real or imagined. You both, in reality, want the same thing. Thank you for listening to this week's Taroscope.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for LauraBoyle.com.